Good morning. This morning, we do glorify in our Redeemer. We rejoice in the sacrifice that he made for our sins. And that's what we celebrate each week at our church during this time of communion. If you were here last week, you heard Scott deliver a great sermon on the day of our Lord. And if you weren't here, I'd recommend that you go to our website and listen to that sermon. As a result, I spent considerable time this week contemplating the day of our Lord. And as we prepare for communion today, I would like to take you to 2 Peter chapter 3 and share with you a few verses in which Peter addresses this subject. I'm going to begin reading in verse 8, where Peter says, "Dear friends, don't let this one thing escape you. With the Lord, one day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some understand delay, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. On that day, the heavens will pass away with a loud noise. The elements will burn and be dissolved, and the earth and the works on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, it's clear what sort of people you should be. Holy and holy conduct and godliness as you wait for and earnestly desire the coming of the day of God. The heavens will be on fire and be dissolved because of it, and the elements will melt with heat. But based on his promise, we will wait for the new heavens and a new earth where righteousness will dwell. As you contemplate that coming day of the Lord and the events that are described here, what is your response? Is it fear, or is it an anticipation and an earnest desire, as Peter instructs us, for that day? In my life, I've experienced both those responses. I grew up in a Christian family in a time in this country where we were in Cold War with the Soviet Union. And we had exercises in school where we were preparing for an atomic bomb or a missile attack. And in the church, pastors were preaching on God's judgment of sin and wrath coming upon planet Earth. I knew about God. I knew about wrath. I knew about sin. And I also knew about Jesus paying the penalty for the sins of those who would embrace him as Lord and Savior. But at that point in my life, I had not committed my life to Christ. And so when I would hear of those things, I was terrified of the coming day of the Lord. And I must tell you, that's a right response. The day is coming, as Peter says, when the heavens will be on fire and be dissolved because of it, and the elements will melt with heat. God's wrath will be poured out on earth. If you're here today and you, like me at that point in my life, have not repented of your sins and embraced Jesus as your Lord and Savior, fear is an appropriate response for you as well. But there's an action that you can take that will remove that fear. Repent of the sins. Commit your life to Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I would invite you to do that before you leave here today. But Peter describes another response, and that's the response of a believer. Based upon God's promise, we should earnestly desire that day as we wait for the new heavens and the new earth where righteousness will dwell. A few minutes ago, Josh led us in an expression of that as we sang, "Oh, for that day." The first verse proclaims, "We are pilgrims on earth and we long to be home. We were exiled in birth and we wandered alone. Until Jesus the Lamb was slain in our place, redeemed us, and claimed us his own." That redemption of us was accomplished by his death on the cross. And that's what we remember when we eat the bread representing his body, drink the cup representing his blood that was shed for us. If you've entrusted your life to Christ, please join with us today in this celebration, in this remembrance. If not, please just pass the elements by as they come down your row, because this is an ordinance that is reserved for those who have entrusted their lives to Christ, those who are his. But again, I would urge you that you not leave here today without speaking to one of us about how you too can experience the joy of that salvation, and you too can look forward with great anticipation to the coming day of God. Now, as we prepare to take communion, I'd like to direct our thoughts to a couple of other verses from the song we sang. We have hope in the place where suffering ends, all our tears wiped away and worship ascends, where our Savior now sits at the right hand of God, our Redeemer, Defender, and Friend. Oh, for that day when our journey has ended, all of our hope found in heaven's reward, when we will have the Messiah forever and we will dwell in the house of the Lord. Yes, we will dwell in the house of the Lord. As the men come now to service, please hold the elements until all have been served, and then we will eat and drink together.